I didn't do nothing.
Amazon's up here being mean again. Amazon's being mean, talking about people once again.
I am not mean.
You talking about people again. That's not nice. You know, shame the devil. Tell the truth. Tell the truth. Shame the devil.
I am misunderstood. I am not mean. It's on how you interpret the stuff. All right.
Well, I'll tell you what should not be misunderstood, that this is another episode of the most incredible-est podcast on the planet, on Pandemic Podcast. It's your man, 50 grand, mic in his hand, MC Johnny T, a.k.a. you know who. None other than a great Dick Flair, and I'm joined by the hostess with the mostest, a.k.a. the queen of everything, a.k.a. the owner of Punkdemic, a.k.a. the thorn in my side, a.k.a. the most hardcore that you're going to ever see on the face of the planet. Amazon, how are you doing today?
Why I got to be the thorn in your side? Like, you could have saved that part of the intro. That's not nice.
Damn, all of the things that were said, you focus on the one thing. You focus on that one thing. The one thing. Don't be
anyway.
Like that. Everything else was nice that was said.
No, I appreciate it.
And you know what? I need to have a thorn. Look, I need to have a thorn in my side. It helps me to keep things moving, and it helps me to stay focused. That's all.
Okay. Whatever gets you going.
You got to make those things happen like that. Yeah.
How am I doing? I'm cold. It's 34 where I'm at, and we've been having some crazy SoCal rain. And for me in the mountains, the rain turns into crazy SoCal snow. So, other than that, I'm glad to be here. These are two of my favorite people after getting to hang out with them in person, which was so much fun. They made a fan out of me for sure. And so, Johnny, just do your thing and bring them in. I'm anxious to see them, actually. I'm excited.
I mean, you know, I'm anxious to see them as well, too. It was great hanging out with them in the digital waiting room less than 5 minutes ago. It's infectious to want to hang out with them again. They've got good energy, good vibes. So I'm looking forward to today's show. Before I bring them in, I would be remiss if I didn't take the opportunity to remind each and every one of you out there, swing on by punkdemic.com, where you can pick up literally any kind of merch that we can slap a logo on. It's sitting there. Hoodies, t-shirts, g-strings, nipple rings, you name it, got it. Punkdemic.com. Punkdemic.com. Rah! Make sure you swing
nipple
on by
rings?
Punkdemic.com and get you some of that stuff.
What? Nipple rings.
But I hear it's happening.
Oh my God.
Over there. Yeah.
Okay. You know what?
Yes. Now,
I can't even address it.
I know that this is a woman-led, strength-based-led initiative, but you gotta admit that just sounds kind of fun.
It does rhyme. Like, I couldn't even get mad.
Me anyway. So anyway,
that's crazy. Crazy.
You know what I'm saying? Every now and then the MC slides out. It comes out. Anyway, make sure you swing by punkdemic.com. Also, you can check out other episodes of our podcast in the archives through the podcast link on the website. And we can also take you to our brand new YouTube channel that we have launched. And you can check out some of our shorts and all kinds of other Punkdemic multimedia that's out there in the world. So make sure you make a minute to check it out. To each one, teach one, so we can reach one. Let your friends know if you like what you're hearing with us, so we can grow our audience a little bit more, because we like big audiences, because then we can get big money, and then we can get like real sound effects instead of me doing the air horn like, bam, 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 like the one I'm going to use when we introduce our guests in just a minute. So without any further ado, we're going to bring them right back up into the community. We got G and C in the place to be with the lovely Amazon and MC Johnny T. Put your hands together for the G and C connection.
Oh, my God. Oh, God. Oh, jeez. Don't encourage him at all.
I like the air horn.
Yeah.
From the band Bond Breaker in the building.
Hey, y'all.
What's up?
How's it going, guys?
Good.
Going well.
It's a good day.
Chill Sunday.
Amazon?
I'm speechless right now. Just go. Go ahead and go, like, say hi and just go. Johnny, earworms, G-strings and nipple ring, like, what are we doing?
I don't believe that they want for me to leave.
Oh, really?
I don't believe they want me to leave. I do believe that
see, they're saying impartial.
This here episode, and which is the same thing as basically saying, please, Johnny T, don't leave. Please, Johnny Taylor, we need you to stay. It's what I hear right now. Do the Beats by Dre. Yeah.
You know.
Oh, don't give me that look.
I'm just
don't give me that look.
Oh, oh my God. Okay. Good help is hard to find, and he helps to get on my nerves is what he does. That's what he does. So I wanted to get back to you guys because I finally got to see you in person.
Yeah.
Why not me?
Thank you so much for coming. It was so great to meet you in person.
Yeah, absolutely was.
It was great to see you guys. Matt, you put on a hell of a show. I like blown away. I went from like, she's cool to I'm a fan. Like I would go see you guys again. Super impressed. Just super impressed, you guys. It was really, really good. So I wanted to just get back to you to hear about your trip. How was your tour of California, of Southern California, Colorado? Where else did you go?
Gosh, Arizona,
New Mexico. And one Texas show?
San Angelo.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or two, technically.
We had a great time. And the California shows, it was just San Diego and
Los Angeles.
And I think those are some of our favorites.
Yeah.
Actually, the show you went to in particular was a highlight for us.
Yeah.
Love that venue. Love the Basic Cable programming crew.
Yeah, and Trap Girl and Beg. They were awesome.
Yeah, that was a great time.
So outside of performing, what else did you guys do out in California that you liked? Like after you performed or before you performed? Did you go check out any places that you liked?
We had some really delicious food. Where was it that we went? It was like, was it Korean or was it Thai?
That was in San Diego.
Yeah. Did we do anything in Los Angeles?
I don't think so. Like
we were tired.
We were, our drummer Patrick, he had a good friend who works in the film industry.
Jessica,
who lives near the venue. Really nice place. Allowed us to stay there. And I think we were just chilling and, you know, drinking tequila and
watching like the Prodigy and other like really fun videos and singing along with each other, which we tend to do.
Yeah. Like we definitely wanted to do more sightseeing, but we had no days off on this tour,
right,
which we probably won't do again. So if we were ever situated, we just took that opportunity to lounge and chill and nap. And when we saw you, we were all feeling really good and rested because we had like a good period of time to chill at Jessica's place. So I don't think there was really anything. I know that when we were there 2 years before, we did quite a bit more. We went to the La Brea Tar Pits.
That was amazing. The tar pits were so cool.
Isn't it neat?
Yeah, super neat.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah.
And we had a lot of tacos that were pretty good. Yep.
But
no
such thing as too many tacos. There's no such thing as too many. I don't think there's a number.
Yeah. I mean, we're in Texas, so like it's like almost every day you have to fight yourself to not have a taco.
Yeah.
That battle pretty quickly.
Yeah.
And then San Diego, what'd you guys get into in San Diego?
That's where we had that really delicious food. I don't even know the name of the restaurant.
Vietnamese food. Yeah, that was, it was right across the street from the Tower Bar where we played. Shout out to the band All Monsters Review who booked us there. They were amazing.
They were.
And San Diego was great. We had a really good turnout, great vibe. Everyone was very friendly. So yeah, really enjoyed the California shows this time.
We just really love California, to be honest. Like, it's just such a nice place, and everybody's always chill and really sweet to us. So
yeah, because my dad lives in Santa Cruz, California. He was a professor at the university there. So I've spent quite a bit of time around that area, and not as much in SoCal, but I'm just happy for any opportunity to go to California. I just think it's a wonderful place.
No, you definitely don't have to just big up California. Like, I live here, so I'm down to hear about other places. It's fine. But no, here's my burning question. That doesn't even sound good. And never mind. Here's my...
Oh, boy.
How is it to play together? Like, I can't sit next to anybody more than like 10 minutes without wanting to crack them across the head. So how you're touring, you're performing together, like, you, how
we do it?
I think for for us, a big part of it is that I think for everyone in the band, we have our more social modes whenever we're actually performing. And, you know, we really want to meet as many people as we can, take advantage of the opportunity. But a lot of times during the long drives, we're all just kind of zoning out by ourselves. We've all got our own little podcasts or music soundtracks. It's not unusual for us to go several hours without any chatter except, hey, how's everyone doing? Bathroom, food, are we okay? I think that really, really helps us stay sane is we give each other a lot of space. And, you know, this year we have done quite a bit of traveling, played festivals, and yeah, we've hit some tense moments of just...
Because we're a rock band.
Yeah, because you learn how to work through this stuff.
Yeah, you don't always get along, and when you don't get along, it's like pretty much, in my opinion, it's like fighting with family, like with your brothers. That's how it feels to me. It's like, why are you acting like that?
Yeah.
But we end up like, it's so quickly squashed.
Ever
we have a disagreement, and then we're like, hey, you're being really dumb. Don't do that again. And it's like, cool, cosign, and just keep it moving. Mm-hmm. And then us as a couple, I don't know, like playing together, it's like another way of connecting.
Yeah.
So it's just, to me, that's the best part, is I get to be on stage and bring to life this vision that Kieran has. And he's able to like write things that kind of support my vision and what I see in my brain. And then on top of that, we have Patrick and Thad, who are just incredible musicians as well. So when the four of us get together, especially on stage, like, it, to me, it's electric. It's like
very
the
much.
Possible thing that I have done personally.
Yeah. And we knew this was going to be a priority for us. Thad, our bass player, joined the band about 4 years ago. And that was one of our first conversations, is what does it look like for us to get on the road? Like, we knew that this was the type of band we wanted to be. So I think that really helps that we all have that kind of collective work ethic and understanding that whatever it takes to get to the show is we'll all do that. We'll support each other.
Yeah.
And, you know, because we've experienced different degrees of emotional extremity around each other, lowest, highest, highs, as they've said, I think we just have a collective kind of understanding and respect for each other as well. That just, it really helps. It kind of builds up more over time.
So, G, how does it feel to be with a rock star? Because let me tell you something. This guy, I've never seen, listen, the hair is fucking magnificent. Whoa, Johnny, you didn't hear that. It's magnificent. It was flowing in the wind indoors, no wind in the, and it's flowing and the guitar is going. And I was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
He is dope, right? Yeah. Like,
very kind.
Very, wow.
Yeah.
Right?
He's a dreamboat. He's my dream man. Like,
y'all.
It's true. It's cool. Like, I don't know. It's, I married my favorite guitar player, you know?
Isn't that awesome? Like, do you ever just look at him and go, and then, so there's a whole nother band going on with you.
Yeah.
I didn't know. So I'm just stumbling and fumbling and I'm like, okay. So now he's like super rock star times two, right?
Oh yeah.
You guys didn't tell me, but I found it.
Yeah.
I found it.
He's kind
freaking
of
awesome.
Yeah. And like, they just released their EP. It's a Dwanton. They just released their EP. Was that 2 weeks ago?
It was about 3 weeks ago.
And it's like, there's rave reviews. It's beautifully done. And everybody that worked on it is just like, they're top musicians. So of course they're getting lots of praise. So yeah, it's rad to be married to a rock star. It's pretty, it's legit.
Listen, I'm still, you know, I have someone in my life who plays guitar. Bless my.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's definitely never boring.
Just let them get the pedals. Okay. It's a losing battle. The pedals come first. And as long as you can accept that, you're going to be just fine.
Right. Yeah. 'Cause I'm like, what are we pedaling? What? Like, what are you, didn't you just, you just got one. What? Yeah. Well, here's our new addition. I was like, wait, no.
He just sent me a pedal yesterday. He texted me a pedal. He's like, oh, it's calling my name. And I'm like, you know, let it.
Yeah.
What name is it calling? This is a question. What name?
Well, you know, there's all those lame jokes among like middle-aged guitar player dudes. It's like, I want guitars, but my wife won't let me. And no, it's the opposite for me. And anything that's, any guitar that's calling my name, she's like, yeah, that needs to be in our house, in our family. And that's
No, I'm such an ass. Excuse me. I can say that. He said I could.
Yes.
Listen, he said it. Yep. I would be like, well, every time you get a new guitar or pedal, I get X, Y, and Z. That's me. You know what I mean? Let's be diplomatic.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Right?
New crafting supplies.
Yeah.
Whatever. Whatever it is. You get one, I get one. That's fair.
That's fair.
Right. Okay. See, you could also implement that at some point. If there's something you're angling for, I'm trying to help you out, G. If there's something.
I've employed it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She's got her weaknesses too.
Yeah.
So I was reading you had a little adventure where your vehicle no longer wanted to go forward.
Yeah.
What happened with that? Like, where were you guys at when the van went out or whatever it was?
That horrible story, it actually started when we were driving to Utah. We were driving through Wyoming, and this was the coldest night of the tour, 30 degrees probably. And the boys, Pat and Thad, were asleep, and G and I were up front. I was driving, and the van started shaking at certain intervals and certain speeds, like a quick jerk. We thought, that's scary. Let's just slow down and get to our hotel and power through. So we did. We made it. We gave the van a pep talk.
And giving the van words of affirmation.
High octane fuel.
Yeah. Like, whatever. Let's throw the premium gas in her and see what happens.
Yeah. Only organic gas and all that kind of stuff. Right.
Yeah.
So we did make it there, which was pretty great.
There,
yeah.
And it was good until we were leaving Albuquerque, 29 degrees, another cold night, some un-van friendly elevation. So she protested and she demanded a night off. So basically the engine just stopped.
Yeah, it just stopped.
Middle of nowhere, Pat, freezing.
He just pulls over on the side of the highway, and we all were just like, cool, so this is happening. All right.
Yeah, and we were ill-prepared. There were 3 blankets for 4 people, a lot of sweaty shirts.
Oh.
So we were able to cuddle for warmth, you know? that was helpful.
Yeah.
Two of you? Or was it a group cuddle?
Let it be known that we have to be in a very, very dire situation for there to be a group cuddle.
Yes, but I think that we could manage that if we were.
We'd be okay. Like, we could use Thad's hair for warmth next time.
Yes.
Glorious hair. He's got good hair.
Amazing fro, hair. Like, yeah. Oh, yeah, so cool.
Yes.
Yeah. It's a fro.
You know how in the movies, like, it gets really cold? And they're like, we got to strip down naked and hug. I was like, so when I was reading your post, I was like, oh my God, did a group cuddle happen? I need to ask this. Like, this is important information.
No.
People need to know.
Yeah.
We need to know.
The group internal cry because the next day was supposed to be our very last show of the tour. We were going to San Angelo, which is, it's been kind of like a home base of sorts for us because
it's where I grew up. So we always get a warm welcome there. We love the community there.
Yeah. So it was like, I think collectively all four of us were incredibly bummed, but we got through it. We were in the van for what, like 7 or 8 hours. The temperature dropped all the way down to about 22 degrees Fahrenheit.
Roadside assistance was useless.
Very much useless.
Every time we'd fall asleep, they'd call us to say there was no update since the last time they called.
Oh, man. At least you had a phone signal.
Yeah, I know.
God, can you imagine?
Yeah.
Holding your phone up in the air, like, trying to, oh, man.
The poor tow truck driver, he ended up getting a flat tire as he was towing us.
So we were stranded again. Trying to get it.
It was a whole thing, but
never again.
Yeah, I also have to shout out our tour mates in Throat Piss. They were incredibly kind and so supportive. Sweet. They were ready to pick us up just so we could access to bathrooms and stuff. And this was like they were an hour and a half, 2 hours ahead of us or something like that.
An hour and a half, yeah.
Yeah. So it ended up working out. We got to the hotel. The van was fine. It was warmer the next day. So yeah, we got to San Angelo right when the show started. Our homies in Ghost Haven were playing and they're amazing.
And Broken Glass Dissection.
Yeah. So it ended up being the last show, that homecoming show back to Texas in San Angelo, was a lot more significant for us than it would have been otherwise, because we almost didn't make it. Like, we were ready to cancel.
Right.
The community had our back and they were offering to help us in any way. And we had some very good friends in San Angelo that let us stay in their cozy house. So had a whole house and it was just, it was wonderful. Had a great time. Great show. And yeah, so it worked out okay, but that was absolutely the low point. Probably our point as a band.
Collectively. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, oh no. And I'm like, clearly can't do a thing. I'm in California, but I was like, oh, here we go. Gee, do they put cinnamon in their chili there?
No. Okay. Remember that. Was it Cincinnati?
Yeah, Cincinnati, yeah.
Oh, why do y'all do that? Like, it's fine. Your city's cool. Why are you putting cinnamon in your chili? Okay. You know what? This is Kurt's fault. This is Kurt from Hans Gruber and the Die Hard's fault. He made us do this. And he was just eating it. And I was like, you know what? I can't. And I won't. I refuse. Never
again. My family that's here in California is from Galveston, Texas. I was raised by Texans. And so when you told me that, why did it stick in my head? I know, right? Mine doesn't do that. Why does it stick in my head? Because I'm Texan. And it blew my mind. I was like, what?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get a rope. Get a rope. Like a commercial.
It's was it Pace Picante? But yeah, it's okay. I mean, there's a whole debate if chili is actually chili, if there's beans in it or not. But I'm telling you, regardless, like, I don't care where you stand, cinnamon and chili, don't do that. Please. Yeah.
That's a big no. This is a public service announcement. from GCNA.
Yeah,
we're not doing it. Please don't do it ever again. Okay, so what was the bandmate who was doing the thing with the drums and all the stuff? What's his name?
That's Patrick.
Patrick is skilled. I was sitting there, and at one point I was mocking him because it's fun and I'm just like that. But he turned around and I was going, he was like, dude, awesome. Like, I couldn't do it through your whole set. I have my attention span wouldn't allow for me to do what he was doing. And so as I was watching him, I'm like, oh my gosh, like, he's totally making that sound come through the way it needs to. Like, he's pretty awesome.
It's
pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think he has a very distinctive style that is a very important part of our sound. And especially, like, cause he's coming from more of the punk perspective. Like, he's very much into ska and pop punk. And I think that he brings that type of energy to some of the metal influences that we bring in. And I think that's where we end up kind of sounding a little bit different in how we approach, like, the punk metal hybrid aspect.
Mm-hmm. No, he was definitely on it. And it was funny though, cause he wasn't paying attention, obviously, cause you guys were performing. And so I'm standing right next to him and I started, like, teasing him and he looked over and went, oh,
I didn't know that was happening. That's wonderful. I love that.
Oh, it was so funny. And then I was like, yay. But again, G, the persona that you have when you come out on stage is not this one that you guys are seeing here. It's not this person here. It's a, yeah. My gosh. Where do you pull that from? Where does she, is it even a she? Where does she come from? What? Wow.
That's a great question, because a lot of the time there's a baseline where it's, I know that it's ancestral. There's some sort of communion that is happening when I start putting on, I call it war paint. I call it chaos face and veneration paint. But when I start putting on this paint, there's just a sense of calm and peace that comes over me that I honestly, truly believe it's coming from my ancestors. Even if I don't know them or never knew them, like there's a feeling that comes into the space. And whenever the full regalia is on, I don't really feel the energy until the music starts, until the samples are played. Then I'm like, okay, whatever you need to bring into this room, like, let's just bring it into the room. So I can't quite describe it. I've been trying to describe it for years, but I think it's just all praise and honor to my ancestors that want to be heard during those particular performances.
I mean, as somebody who definitely believes in the ancestors, you're definitely channeling so much. And what I really enjoyed was watching everybody else watching you. Like, I just sat back and like, there was jaws dropped. And there was women like this with their head to the side, like, what is she doing? What is she gonna do? Like, it was just really, really neat to watch them watch you guys.
Oh, thank you.
And for the record again, you know, you're down on the ground, you're up, you're down, you're over there. I can't do that stuff. Listen, I might get down there, but I'm not getting up like you did. So you
the boots just help. Honestly, so,
what's that?
The boots help.
No, dude, so interesting to watch. Like, between the sound and you, it just, as a total package, the band is just freaking amazing. Like, I'm definitely a fan at this point. And I don't fangirl often. It's hard to get me to say this kind of a stuff, and I don't say if it's not true. So please don't ask me how your music was. Amazon's going to tell you.
Thank you.
Freaking awesome. Freaking awesome. I think you wowed probably everywhere you went. I'm sure people were very impressed. I'm excited for you to come back out here.
Yes.
Yeah.
Dude, I can't wait. Like, I'm stoked. How did you guys link up with Throat Piss?
Oh, my gosh.
G discovered them. Yeah, it was it started with a flyer that had been left where we rehearse,
mm-hmm.
and the name immediately got our attention, and they were playing with, was it Monte Luna?
With Monte Luna,
a great doom band,
yeah,
in Austin. And I think it was only G who went to watch them.
That's correct.
This was rest of us were stayed at practice. And during their set, she texted me, and this is before they even had Aaron, the sax player. G texted and said, oh my God.
No, let me tell you what happened was. I went to far out lounge that night. It's no what happened.
I think so.
I saw our friends in Kabuto and Hell Fury and Starving Wolves, and I was like, man, I want to keep the party That's going. Right. And I drove over. No, excuse me. I got a ride. I do remember that. I got a ride over to Hole in the Wall, famous venue here in town. And I walk in, and there's this woman and two dudes just like throwing down. I'm like, what is happening? Because she had this amazing like death rattle in her voice, and I hadn't heard anything quite like it before, and I was mesmerized because she was so scary, but she was so cute. And I was like, what is happening? So yeah, ever since that night, after like harassing Kieran, like, you have to come with me, you have to come with me and see them, we went to Kick Butt Coffee. And when we saw them together that first time together, were they still a three-piece?
It was when I saw them the first time is when we played together.
That's right.
At, the Valhalla. Yeah, they're a three piece.
They were still a three piece. Then, you know, I just love them so much. We went back to Kick Butt Coffee. We weren't playing. It was them and some other bands. And they bring out Aaron, the saxophone player. And at that moment, we looked at each other and we were just like, they've got it. Like, it's everything. Everything you could possibly imagine. The sound, the energy, like.
I wasn't expecting a saxophone player.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. I was like, okay, all right. What?
Yeah.
Like, that just took me over. It was like the icing on the damn cake, man. Like,
yeah. And the night that you were at our show, that was one of their best mixes in terms of the sax being so loud.
Yes.
It's so good. Yeah. His approach is so original. We really love them. I think that we became friends very quickly. And again, realized that we both had the same aspirations. That we want to tour. We want to bring our freaky music to as many people as will have us, mm-hmm. basically. So this is like our third? Yeah, this is third tour we've done.
It's the third one together.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I wouldn't say that I discovered them.
Yes,
you did. I just happened to love them.
Take the win, Gene.
I love them so much. I want them to have everything. Like when we played Purple City Music Festival in Canada, the first time, I was going nuts about Throat Piss. I was like, you have to book them. You have to. I was like, even if y'all don't want us anymore, get them. But we had the great fortune of actually both of our bands playing Canada this year at Purple City Music Festival. And it was just great. And people love them. Because, I mean, you know, you've experienced their sound.
And not even that. When I deal with people that I want to work with later on, number one, I don't usually tell them who I am. I just try to talk to them. Mm-hmm. And their energy is really, really important to me. And they were so nice and like just warm and just like I was just sitting there cracking up with them before three minutes had passed. So like that's important to me too, is who you are when you're not on the stage, right?
Yeah, they're so real. They're so genuine.
Very, very nice. So yeah, hopefully I'll see them too soon. I'm going to put it all together and just my first show officially for the year got booked. It's on January 9th. And I was able to pull in a punk band. They're from, I think they started in 1985, called Iconoclast here from Southern California. Awesome. And it was neat that I got them because they're one of those groups that come in, play their ass off. Here I go again. And then they take off. They just come in because they've been together so long and just blow you away. And then they're like, all right, then. And they take off. And they're really hard to get a hold of. So I'm stoked that they're on the bill for the first show of the year.
Congrats.
That's awesome.
Thank you. I know, right? Yeah. And I'm excited. I'm excited about creatively what we can put together. And I always say we because it's always we, you guys. It's not about me or you. It's a we thing. Mm-hmm. And just bringing people this music that, you know, they might not usually get exposed to.
Right.
I'm a big fan of that. And so I'm looking forward to it. And man, you guys are impressive. I was pleasantly. Oh, wait. So the photographer.
Yeah.
Dude, did he get the best pictures or what? Like.
Incredible.
They're incredible.
Blown away.
Yeah.
Blown away. Yeah. I just posted one of them where that's the whole post. This is a picture. Yeah. I'm just blown away. Yeah.
They were stunning. Like my favorite one is the one where like clearly like my mouth is just like wide open. But like there's something that's on my face.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my gosh, like that. That's not G.
Yeah. I thought that too. Like the expression is not, I don't think any photographer has captured it in just that way.
Right.
Where it's total transformation. It's like you said,
it's amazing. Like he caught it and he's a professional photographer. He just happens to be a good friend of mine. And I was like, dude, I'm gonna start doing these shows and going and doing these things. Like, can you start coming out? And I go, you can do whatever you want to do with the pics. Just throw me a couple of them and just show up. And he was like, I'm having so much fun. Like he was just, and he's also a musician. He has his own band. And yes, he does. And so yeah, I was stoked that it came together the way it did. Like everybody just was in good spirits and it just was a pretty damn good night. So
It really was. I even got to meet a former work colleague that I'd never met in person before because we worked together remotely.
Meeting
her in person was cool. That Los Angeles show was really something. It was something.
One of our best friends from Austin, Mikey Eddington.
We love you, Mikey.
He was just traveling and he was there too. And he brought some friends too. It was a wonderful night of community.
Well, I'm glad you guys, thanks for having me. I appreciate it. Like
I just,
it's the first time I've been outside in so long. And it was really, really nice. And I put a post up after like, okay, I'm back. I am back. Like I was just feeling it afterwards. I was like, okay. Cause I've been like on the fence. Like, do I want to do my own stuff? You know, it's a lot and I'm already doing the podcast and I have the clothing and all. And I was like, okay, do I want to start doing this too? And then by the time I was done that night, I was like, yep. So
I love that. Love hearing that.
So yeah. So now I know Johnny Taylor's like, oh God. another project for me to have to do. But I'm gonna wrap it up. I don't want to keep you guys too long. Wait a minute. When did you get signed?
Oh, with Spaceflight.
Gotcha. You weren't signed. When we talked, I don't believe you were signed at that time, were you?
We were not. We were okay. I was like, oh gosh, how did all of this happen? We were with MDC's label, Grimace Records, for a brief period of time.
They released our previous EP
Exile. Yeah. And then after that, we just kind of did things on our own. Spaceflight connected with us in February of this year.
Yeah, the beginning of this year.
Yeah. And that relationship has been truly impactful and phenomenal. Really excited to be working with them on some projects that are upcoming. So yeah, shout out to Brett and all the team at Spaceflight because they're amazing. I mean, They work with so many wonderful local bands, songwriters, and artists here in Austin. They're doing such a beautiful job of just like pushing all of this amazing art out into the world. It's pretty great.
Yay. Yeah, because I was thinking about it. I think that happened after I talked to G that you guys got signed or whatever. And yeah, I want to make sure I gave you guys the opportunity to shout out whoever you needed to shout out. Go ahead and let me know what else you got going. When's your next shows? When are you recording? What are you doing? What are you guys doing?
Well, the next show is
December 5th.
December 5th. I Hate God. We're going to be directing them.
That's everybody's favorite band. Like,
They've been delivering for how many decades? They kill it. We're very excited about that.
Forever.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
dude,
then,
I'm working on getting him on here. Hint.
That'd be so sick. That'd be
incredible. Yeah.
At least Mike, I want to get Mike on. I want to get you on here. Listen, Mike, if you're out there. No, I'm just kidding. But no, I would love that. Like, that's most of my friends that were, I was punk rocking when everybody else was hardcoring and like we never lined up. So I discovered them later on in life. And I was like, what is this? I was hooked, totally hooked.
This show that we're going to play, you can actually live stream it.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So on, you would just go to YouTube and put in Kick Butt Coffee, and that night they should have a live stream because they live stream their shows every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And they've been doing that ever since the beginning of the pandemic so that people actually could enjoy live music virtually.
Nice.
They're amazing. Like that whole team, that whole crew, they're awesome.
And they're very high quality audio and video. The sound man Ernie is a wizard. He's an incredible guy. You get lights and he does smoke and pyro sometimes in this small club. It's really amazing. And so that will be live stream.
Yay,
that's huge for you guys as well.
To play with
them is like, that's ridiculous. That's awesome.
I was like 17 when I first heard them. I thought that's some of the heaviest music I've ever heard. I'm still convinced of that. Yeah, so we're very excited. And then after that, we're going into an extended writing break throughout the winter. And we're going to go back into the studio to finish recording our full length. We have about half of it recorded now. And so very, very excited about that. We just got some more songs to learn.
Gee, how do you get the same sound in the studio that you do when you're performing on stage? Because I would think the energy is different, right? Like to pull it out of you in a performance versus in a studio, where do you get that energy in the studio? Because it's not the same, right? It's different.
Yeah, it's very different. It's I guess just because it's a different environment, it's a different type of performance. So in the studio, it actually feels a little bit more controlled. I get to experiment a lot more with my voice and the things that I've been wanting to do on stage. So really, like, the studio is my big playground of what can be done. And when we recorded at Point West Studios here in Austin with Charles, like, he pushed me so hard on some of these songs because he's like, do you think you could do this? Do you think that you could pull back a little bit? Do you think you could give me more? And I really enjoyed working with him because there were things that I wanted to do with my voice that I didn't think was possible.
Yeah.
And then when you have people around you, when your team is like, no, just go for it, we know you can do it, then the energy does shift in the space. So like it's good to have people around you that are also really creative in the studio. So that energy, you can hear it in the recording, but whenever we play live, typically at that point we have rehearsed everything, especially like over and over and
ideally,
but sometimes like the best parts is like when we get to road test all of these songs. And when I hear things in my head where I'm like, I know that if I just open my jaw a little bit wider, like a snake, and then just like drop some vowels instead of leaning into the consonants, like, I don't know, there's just something that happens in my brain. I'm like, yes, just do it. And it just comes from deep within,
you know. Someone may have attempted some of your songs when she left the venue. And I'm here to attest to the fact that that's difficult, man. It's not, you make it look easy. The sounds that came out of my mouth and the sounds that came out of yours were completely different. So we need to move on from that. But it gave me a whole new respect for what you do. I was like, how does she, let me try. And I was like, oh, never again. Never again.
Never say never.
It was like a sickly raven or something. It was a very, very, very bad, very bad. But Giant Taylor, are you back there? JT, I'll be nice if you come back.
No more thorns.
Yeah, right in his side. That's what he said, a thorn in his side. Okay, there he is. Hi.
What's up, man?
I thought you could come in and put the
you
bow on.
You say his name and he appears. Say the name and he appears.
Like, see, this is what.
You know, we even talk about barbecue. Nice.
Fair point.
I'm sorry.
Hmm? We did talk about chili.
We talked about how cinnamon shouldn't go in the chili. Hmm?
I guess that'll work. I guess that'll suffice for today. You know, given all of the technical challenges that we're working on the back end. And let me tell you something, I've been sweating back here. There's stuff going on back here. You guys don't want any piece of what's going on back here right now. So, it's crazy. It's crazy. And that's the point. I don't want you to be able to tell.
You did good.
We almost got kicked out of here. I got like this notice that came in
off the platform, like, get out.
Software. It was almost like you've got this long to abort. It was, it's like, nah, you get out of the yard. No, it's been stressful. This one, it's stressful. You know what? It's still, I think, the best software for what we do, but it's, and when that weather's starts acting up though.
Yeah.
Woo. Woo. That's not a right away Amazon. That's not a thing. That's a.
Well, you can hop back out and I can do the wrap up if you want.
But no, this is good though. You know what? I did get an Amazon. I'm glad that you asked the question up front, because I was sitting there thinking to myself, I don't know if I could tour my wife. Like, I can be on the road. That's good.
Go ahead. You can hop out and I'll close this out and do your do. I'll be Johnny Taylor today.
It's late. It's like all of this awkward. It's like when they're being joined through one of these sites. And there's like these crazy delays and everybody's just staring at each other. Like, it just, I think this person's been uncomfortable on this podcast.
Well, get us out of here then.
Like halfway through a nod. And then it was super fast. Anyway, we're about to wrap this one up, because I think if we don't wrap it up on our own, the software is going to wrap it up. So, as always, be kind to your mind and each other. And until next time, it's the Punks. Like last year, we out of here. Word them up.
Word them up.
That's right. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Rise like yeast, fool. Rise like yeast.
Rise like yeast. Okay.
Wow.
And I bid you good day, sir. I bid you good day. Mm-hmm.